I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now, starting with caller number 9. The first 10 callers at 800-400-3697 are getting 2 passes to party with us in Sonoma. This is at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, where we are going to go crazy on Wednesday night. We'll be recovering Thursday morning as we do a live broadcast. You have to be over 21 to win these tickets. These are some of the final passes for our live secret show that we're doing on Wednesday night, followed by an incredible pool party, complete with the Monterey Bay Aquarium floaty race. We'll have mermaids. We'll have karaoke. We'll have drinks. We'll have fun. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing.
Vinny and I will be retiring at about 8 p.m. so that we can get up early and do
you know
a good
what's funny,
for
though?
You.
I didn't sleep at all last night, but I slept so much this vacation that I felt fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I am so caught up on sleep. That
well,
it's
I was just
all
jazzed
good.
To get back in.
Right.
It's always, you know, I miss you guys. It's funny because you are the people I debrief with every single day.
It's true. And just even this morning driving to work, I was like, ooh, this feels right. This feels good.
Mm.
I know it's 4 in the morning, but this feels right.
Well, this is our time.
And I definitely didn't stick to my normal. I try to stay on.
I know. You're actually usually
pretty
regimented. I was
up till 11 or 12.
Oh,
my God.
I watched a ton of, like, I don't know what I saw. I looked up online to see what these superhero movies order is.
Yeah.
And so the first.
Which ones? Like the Super Friends ones or the
whatever the
Avengers?
Whatever the. Is it Marvel?
Marvel?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's. Or
on
DC
this show,
Comics
it's Marvel.
Is the other one?
No, I think it's Marvel.
Uh-huh.
So. I watch Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, and then I started The Hulk, and we didn't quite finish that one, but that's the one with Ed Norton, and apparently, isn't the story that they threw him out because he was too difficult, and now The Hulk is played by someone else?
Mark Garofalo? Is that the guy's name?
Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
So
like
anyway,
him.
That's I'm 3 in.
All right.
In the order by which these movies are apparently supposed to be seen.
Hey, if you were going to bed so late, what time were you waking up? Were you able to sleep
I slept in.
Oh, good.
I slept in till 6 or 7.
Yeah. That's
But to me that's
a lot.
That's a lifetime past, you know, 3 or 4.
Right.
So yeah, it was pretty good. You know, actually there's no way sleeping in past that anyway. The kid comes in.
Right.
You don't just say, "Come on, let's go keep on sleeping."
No.
Well, we trained our kids pretty early. Be like, this is
sleep.
Lounge in the bedtime. Come on in. Just try to put cartoons on the TV and just like close my eyes.
Oh, and stay in bed?
Oh, hell yes.
That sounds good.
That was great. Like, I'm hungry for breakfast. I'm like, oh my God, when will you be tall enough to make your own cereal? It's such a great day when your kids just make their own food, get their own clothes.
We did our weigh-in.
Oh, yes, we did do our weigh-in. So we're not going to tell you individual weights. I want to say I'm very disappointed in myself.
Why? You didn't gain enough?
I said I was going to try and put on 10 pounds through buttery lobster.
Uh-huh.
I only gained 1 pound on vacation.
One?
One stupid pound.
Well, I said I was going to lose 10, or I was going to try to lose 10, and I lost 6.
Well, according to this scale, you lost 0.8 pounds.
No, I don't know what to say about
that. Yeah, that scale's messed up.
Yeah,
let's go with that. So Bryn actually lost the most. Bryn lost like 10 pounds.
Not that much,
like 6.6.
But close. So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
It's all that walking over there.
Oh, right.
It's crazy.
Over there.
Yeah.
Over there.
Did you get any of my Apple activity?
Yeah, I was getting stuff from both of you. You guys were busy. Did you get any of mine? I was doing stuff.
I saw your workouts.
I had no coverage, though, at all. So
I stopped sending you guys stuff because you're so lame about it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I was the time I went like, hey, great job. You're all, why are you giving me crap?
You didn't say what great job. You said
beast mode.
Yeah, beast. But I didn't know that that was like a pre-selected thing. I was like, are you making fun? Because I did like a 6-minute workout and he beast modes me. I'm like, what? Why is he giving me crap? At least I did something.
I was just trying to say hi. I miss you sometimes.
Did Hooman, gain weight or lose
weight? Where's Hooman? Oh, 1 pound he gained.
And what about Brent?
Vaughn gained about 1.5 pounds.
Oh, boy. Boy, Vaughn, he's already the heaviest.
I put on the bulk of the weight for everyone.
What did you put on?
It's according to that dumb scale, Vinny, 6 pounds.
Stupid scale.
I definitely was weighing myself nude each morning, checked my weight. I lost as much as 7 and then backslid it 4th of July.
Well, it happens.
It was a 6 pounds this morning.
Actually, I weighed way more on my scale this morning than I did here, which is great. Mm-hmm. What was our net total or our gross, whatever?
So before we left, it was 1,077.
For the 6 of us.
And then coming back, 1,079.
What? Total, because you lost, gained,
2 pounds.
And everybody else stayed
plus 2.
Nice. All right.
I would say that was a successful vacation.
Sure.
No one really went off the deep end.
Well, we're all back here.
We
safely.
Are. So yeah. That is
no
successful.
Injuries,
we
right,
all
everyone?
Made it. Oh, I had a horrible injury, actually.
What?
I wiped out in Maine. Actually, I don't think I can get my pant leg up all the way. But
get it up.
No, you know what? You can't even really see it anymore.
Let's post it.
No, not you can't even see it. I landed hard on my knees. Like both, but don't worry, I did not spill my drink or drop the pan of mussels I was carrying.
Awesome, Sarah. That's a pro.
Priorities, people. Mm-hmm. So, but I landed hard on both knees. And then luckily, it was too cold there to wear shorts, but it meant I couldn't wear shorts at my 4th of July party because
you were all scabbed up.
It was their scabs and the bruises were just insane. Like, and
really?
Then, you know, 4 or 5 days later, they're all like green and yellow.
Yeah.
Ugh, just horrible.
Where did you fall from? A building?
I did fall from a building. This house that we rented was pretty janky. It was like the original house was from like the 1800s. And then over the years, they've done all these additions. So it's this like sort of winding. It's very, the Winchester Mystery House. Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's like all these. There's even rooms that have doors that open to nowhere.
Oh.
And so I was walking out from the one of the two kitchens in this place. Super confusing. And that door doesn't have, it's not level with the deck. That one has, all the other ones are, and that one has a step down, and I'm all, boom. Yeah. I just stepped right out and landed on my knees. But stayed upright and kept all the important things.
The muscles in your drink.
Muscles in the drink.
Good job.
Didn't spill a drop.
Nice, Sarah.
Okay, do we want to finish with Hooman?
All right,
so
now
Hooman, the first. Now we're going to South Africa, everyone. Can we get some mood music for South Africa?
Lion King.
Little Lion King. Leave room for Brinny in this, because I want to hear about Singapore and Tokyo.
All right, I'll wrap it up real fast. Okay. So as soon as I got to the reserve, I was like, this is just too beautiful. And I wanted to get a lay of the land. I wanted to see the country. So I took a 3.5-hour shuttle back to Johannesburg, stayed there, met with some people, met with some locals. You know, there's 44 million blacks and there's 6 million whites. And, you know, the apartheid ended less than 25 years ago, and you just kind of get a sense of the dynamic. But everyone's like, you got to get to Cape Town, you got to get to Cape Town. So I went to Orbit, and the American dollar is so much stronger than the South African dollar.
Is that so?
It's monumentally stronger.
What did it cost you to rent a hotel in Cape Town?
So a round-trip flight, 2 hours from Johannesburg to Cape Town, and 3 nights at like a 4-star hotel. Round-trip flight, 3 nights, $500.
Wow.
I was like, this is ridiculous. So hung out there. Spoke to, you know, some kids at an incubator about radio and filmmaking and, you know, just.
How do you hook up with that?
So I have a friend named Tara Meehan. She lives out here.
Shame.
And she connected
our first shame.
She connected me to.
No, we shamed him earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been nonstop.
The
shaming.
Reserve.
Yeah, the reserve.
Right, oh,
the guy who gave
that.
Him those books on tape.
Yeah. I forgot. Damn it.
Nonstop. So Tara introduced me to a woman who owns an ice cream shop out there, Unframed Ice Cream. If you ever go to Cape Town, check that out.
Oh, my God, stop it.
And then after that, this woman wasn't there, and she introduced me to another woman, and that woman, and so this is like three intros down, and this woman happened to work at Barclays, and they have an incubator, and the incubator was like, hey, we've got all these kids who are into film and radio, and can you talk to them? And I'm like, well, I'm here, so why the hell not? So I sat around and talked to a bunch
of
kids.
Like, how old were they?
They were between the ages of, I'd say, 17 to 22.
Oh. All
right.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. So then I went back to the reserve, flew back, and...
So you wound up your trip in the most beautiful place,
The most beautiful... Well, then we did the missions work, which was we went to... there's these townships, and townships have towns.
Is this spreading the word of God stuff?
Well, we did some missions work. Yeah, I mean, you know, I went to a church, and there's so many orphans, and yeah, you know, we definitely did the Lord's work.
Oh,
and
you're a good person.
Reached out and did face painting with the kids, and played soccer with them, and you know,
are you
these...
any good at soccer?
No,
oh,
I used to be when I was a kid, but I lost.
Were they
it.
Doing fancy footwork all?
Oh,
around
Oh yeah,
you?
These kids were, and everyone's barefoot, you know. So,
oh.
The other thing was the. There's no running water or electricity in any of these places. It's
people
like,
were texting in wanting to ask you about the water situation.
Yeah, so Cape Town, the dams were at like 30-40%.
Yeah, wasn't
Johannesburg
there
was
a
fine.
Danger that they were actually going to run out of water in this major city of 50 million people?
Yeah, they were 90 days away from...
So did they finally get some rain? Is that
yeah,
what happened?
They got rain, yeah.
We stopped hearing about that, I felt like.
They told me they've got one distiller, but I couldn't like follow up and do the research on that. But yeah, so everything seems to be okay in terms of the water and doing the missions work and hanging out with the kids. And I mean, it was beautiful. It's just there's so much. One last thing. There's so much hardship there. And nobody there, the whites or the blacks, ever said anything bad about their country or the leadership. Now, I didn't interview all 50 million people, obviously, but the mindset was completely different. Everyone's like, oh, we love Africa. This country's, well, there's so much hope. We're going to get through this. Like, it was really interesting to hear
how
they felt.
Were you surprised just
by
the positivity?
I was, because, you know, you come here and everyone's like, oh, we gotta get out of here. We got to move to Mexico. We got to move to Canada. It's like a completely different way of thinking. Because their hardship is, the unemployment in California is 5%. The unemployment in South Africa is 45%.
Damn.
It's monumentally harder. Anyway, that's South Africa, everybody.
Good job,
thank you.
That was it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to keep eating up all the time, but let's hear about
it. Yeah, what music do we get for Bryn's trip?
Now we are going to Singapore first or Tokyo first?
I went to Tokyo first. Okay. And, you know, I feel for Hooman for the long flights. My back was killing me. I don't know how Hooman did it with his terrible back. But it was really fun. I mean, obviously the food for me was the highlight because that's just me.
Because food, yeah.
Yeah, but luckily both countries were just like crazy with food. But luckily the Apple Watch showed me my activity and kind of encouraged me to walk more. I mean, I tripled my goal a few times. I don't know if you saw that. Like most days I was hitting over 1,000 calories. You know, it's just fun to see my little circles.
Yeah, but what did you do in Tokyo?
All right. Okay. Sorry about that. well, Tokyo was interesting because of the culture shock. You know, what's interesting about America and us people.
Hold on 1 second. So you went with just buddies from here.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife and kid weren't there.
Yeah, one of my boys works everywhere in the world. He just travels a lot. And so he was working at the time. So he would go to work and hook up with us around 5 or 6 p.m. after work and then go out and, you know, party.
Okay, go on.
But the interesting about Tokyo, Japan, is nobody cares to learn English, it seems to me. Because I went to Singapore afterwards and everybody speaks English. And it's a huge culture shock when you're walking around and you just can't. You're trying, and the best you can do is pull out a picture or pull up your translator app. And that was really tough, a huge culture shock for me, trying to get around the trains. And I'm like, everything.
Oh, the trains are a nightmare.
It's in Japanese, too.
Yeah.
So it's just like the colors.
Well, if you wait, they'll scroll through. There's like 10 languages that they do them in, but you have to sit there and wait for the English one to
pop up.
Luckily,
most of the time I was with my friends, and I just kind of like followed them.
And they spoke the language?
No, nobody spoke the language. Well, a few
the
nights.
The blind leading the blind.
Thanks for helping out, Bryn.
Well, a few nights, my boy who works out there, he had some coworkers who speak the language.
Oh,
so that was very helpful when you go to a restaurant and they can order everything in the language because and they know what to get too. So that was fun. The World Cup was happening and I didn't expect that. Yikes. That,
I saw your
because
video.
Japan went through a few rounds.
Which we're watching the game kind of half-assed. We're walking around the bars and whatever at night. And funny thing, there's no like real bar that was showing the game. People were crowding around like
TV stores.
Kind of, yeah. Like a small TV in a little area. Oh. And it was like in an alley. All the big bars and restaurants were not showing the game. And it's their country. It was really bizarre. So you had like a whole alley like with, I'd say, like 500 people because that's all it could fit. It was just really tight. And they're watching a 27-inch TV, and I couldn't even see it.
Did the bars have TVs there and they were showing something else?
Yes.
They just...
Some of the bars that did have TVs, they were showing something else. And it was such...
They love their boy bands over there. Maybe they have the boy band videos
they
going.
But they loved the soccer, the football. So, because when they won, which they really didn't win, they won by like default from penalties. They were losing.
But they still won.
But they still qualified. And they went bananas in the middle of, I was staying in Shibuya. So, you know, that's like the biggest, most busy intersection in the world.
Yeah.
And at that point, when
I think I saw a video that you put up of it.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, the story was fine. I should repost the story because it's just insane. Everybody's like in unison, like just so happy. It was the safest mosh pit I've ever been in. it was really scary though, because like your whole body's being swayed by the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to die at some moments. But everybody's smiling and happy and high-fiving you. At one point, I got high-fived in the face.
that's not what they call it.
Yeah.
They're running around. We're high-fiving everybody. I just get a one. But, you know, I'm sure they, you know, meant well.
Uh-huh.
So that was fun. It was really insane. The World Cup was just, I have videos from that, so I'll repost that soon.
So then you went to Singapore for how many days?
The majority of the time was in Singapore.
Oh.
Yeah,
how far
for about five
is
days.
Tokyo?
7 hours.
Singapore. Okay.
7 hours. The funny thing about Tokyo, when you went, do you remember the drunk people on the street?
Not really. No.
It's a thing. In Tokyo, people the businessmen in suits, they get really wasted. Last train's at midnight, and a lot of the time they miss it. And it's really safe out there.
So they just sleep on the street?
So they sleep on the street. And
I just wasn't up after midnight there.
You get like 100. Well, if you get up at 7 a.m., they're still there.
You got
you got 100 people side by side on the sidewalk, leaning against each other, sleeping, passed out.
Wow.
Some guy, and they're all in like white shirts, white business shirts, and a tie. And they're laying there with their briefcase, like, just sprawled out all over the floor.
And no one just walks along and robs
mugs
everyone.
Them,
yeah, nobody mugs them. You just step over them politely and go, wow, this is crazy. Singapore was cool because at least I can speak the language and ask people for directions if I needed it. That was really fun. Hawker centers. That's a place where you go where there's like...
Hawker center?
Yeah. It's just a bunch of... street food, little shacks.
Mm.
A lot of the stuff we looked up on online, there were Michelin-starred places, like a bunch of them, and got out for less than $10.
Mm. Oh, my God.
The food was just amazing. Mm. Super fun. And everything's clean in Singapore, so they're doing something right. No homeless. Mm. It was really strange.
Is Singapore the place where they caned that kid?
Yes,
for
it is the place where they caned people.
What did he do? Pee on the? Did he spit? Spit gum through trash? Something that was
sitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how was the gout?
Oh yeah, how was the gout?
The gout was great. I think all the
gout was great.
The gout flared up a little bit and went away.
Oh.
You know? Just a little bit from all the walking and beer and tons of seafood. Mm. But the food was I keep going back to the food because that's all I can think about. But, in Japan, they were smoking in the restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Cigarettes?
Yes.
It felt great. I don't know why. I don't even like cigarette smoke, but I was like, this reminds me of the good old days.
Good old days
they
of what?
They weren't the good old days.
Back then. Like, you
I
know,
don't like that.
Because I grew up with, you know, all my
uncles
in the house.
I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's right next to me smoking. It's just hideous.
Did you think about that in the 70s or 80s when you were growing
up?
No,
I didn't, but I really notice it now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want that now, but just because I was out of my element.
Brought you back.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. You know, people were just casually smoking while eating their sushi.
Just flicking their ash right into the little river that's got the sushi boats going.
So you guys didn't get into any trouble?
Come on. It must have been something.
Single? Well, I mean, you're not single, but you're, no. None of you had your girls with you. You're just out.
No, it was really...
Tame?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we drank a good amount of whiskey, but...
Sleep on the street next to the businessman?
No. We were really pretty well-behaved for
it. You made the last train. Good
we did
you.
Every time.
You did the Americans proud.
I thought
you
that was just crazy that people can just lay there with their briefcase, you know. It's but
no, they know they're safe, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I brought some stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I forgot. I had this ready for you guys. So I brought some.
Let me guess. It's food.
I brought some snacks. And knowing you guys,
snacks.
Half of the stuff you guys probably won't eat.
Yeah, what is it?
Duck bill. I brought chips. Like a bunch of these back. This is seaweed that Anita just wouldn't let me go home without. So I brought a bunch of that for her. I think you guys should try it. This is crab. Look at this.
There's our actual little crabs.
I thought I'd bring some weird stuff. So it's
what is it? Is it dried?
I don't know.
Looks like it.
Why is it?
I haven't tried it. I just wanted to bring it back.
How can meat just be? Well, I guess meat sits
like
in cans,
turkey, right?
I guess.
Here's some oyster.
Oh, are they wet?
No, they're not wet. I haven't tried this yet either. I'll try it with you guys.
I'm not trying.
You're trying.
And now look, I'm gonna read this to you. This is gourmet salted egg yolk fish skin crisps. And
you didn't bring us back anything we'll eat.
Salted egg yolk fish skin
crisps.
This
is for him.
This is not for
him. He just wanted to bring it back.
Hold
home
on. You know, I'm going to open this
right now. We're not eating it. I'm not taking
it
back.
You're going to try it and be like, oh my
salted
God.
Salted fish skin egg crisps.
Salted egg yolk.
All right, I'll try it.
Try one. All right.
Wait a minute. Salted egg yolk fish skin?
Something like that. He has his
It sounds
off.
Gross, but.
Hold on. This isn't even.
Is it organic?
It's not even written in, like, Japanese or...
This is from Singapore.
Oh, God, I can't... I'm not eating that. Look at those.
They
look like worms.
Stop being so close-minded.
No.
Have a bite, Sarah. Seriously, have one bite.
Just take a bite.
Small bite.
Look at this thing.
Small bite.
Do it.
Small bite.
Oh, you're so radical.
Oh, pretty good.
It is?
It's not bad.
It's delicious.
What's it taste like?
So good. Try some bit.
I can't.
It really just tastes like salt.
He's on a diet.
I am on a diet.
It's spicy.
It's spicy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
How's that aftertaste?
You got your water in here?
How are you holding up?
It's really good. We're going to take a quick break.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. We are back live. We've been telling our vacation stories all morning long. I believe we've covered all the bases.
I think so.
Sounds like everybody had an adventure but me, but I feel...
But you needed a vacation, Vinny.
I enjoyed it.
I need a vacation for my vacation. I'm going to try and catch up on sleep this week.
Did you do any, the baby's coming very soon.
Oh,
did
yes.
you do any prepping for that?
Yeah, there was a point where I was sitting. No. The place is painted, but I was sitting in the room now fully ready for baby, just going, oh my God, this is happening. I cannot believe it. And then on the other hand, I was like, pretty exciting. New member of the family any minute now. So yeah, it's cool. And the missus is at that miserable, just...
Uncomfortable.
It's hot too. It's hard having a summer baby.
We were driving just the other day, and she's completely on this side. Like, I don't know if you remember that, how they move around so much and how they'll just park, but the little thing was parked on one side, and she was just like, look at me, I'm all misshapen.
Kids probably like kicking out the legs. Yeah. Like, let me just get a stretch on here.
Weird stuff.
Fun though.
Yeah.
What is the due date again? Is like August 20th?
Yeah. Yes, mid.
So she still has a whole nother month plus to go.
6 weeks, I think.
Yikes. Mm.
Yeah.
Still a long way to go. Summer isn't summer without attending a Giants game at AT&T Park. The Chicago Cubs are in town tonight through Wednesday. Tickets always available at sfgiants.com. It doesn't get more SF.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Exciting discoveries await you this summer. Head to visitoakland.com/summer for a chance to win free tickets to all of your favorite attractions. A's games, the Oakland Zoo, museum trips, and more. Visit oakland.com. They've got you covered. Here's what's happening. I like this. Starbucks is a company that has decided to eliminate plastic straws from all of its locations.
You know what? Let's hear it for Starbucks. I think that's huge. We got to start somewhere. That's a huge company. So
we know it's a major problem. We know that plastic is so much a part of every part of our lives. Yep. And there are places where we can make changes. And this is one of them. And they're doing it. So they are citing environmental threat to the ocean. And they say they will remove them completely from all their locations within 2 years.
Oh.
Is it Seattle that the other day was the first city to
go plastic straw free?
Exactly. And
the whole
Starbucks
city?
Is from Seattle. Are they not?
They are.
They are.
You should see the one they've got there, too. It's
really?
A warehouse of Starbucks, multiple levels, this huge like copper cistern in the middle. I don't even know what they're brewing in there.
It's pretty crazy. Like people go, it's like a landmark. People go there and visit it. The Starbucks.
Oh. Huh.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, yeah, I think more and more cities, I know that Santa Cruz has some stuff about the straws, and you definitely have to ask for them more and more places if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more aware of it than ever.
I really think that what it comes down to is that as humans living in the world, we need to have a beverage container with us. Something that you can say,
I agree.
Put my drink in here. It's something that you can wash at your house and isn't made of plastic. Or even if it is made of plastic, you're using it a million times.
Right, as opposed to throwing it away and starting.
I mean, the
it's
packaging
like the water
is
bottles.
The problem. Right. I know. Just have a little metal container.
So,
or
Sarah.
Glass. Yara.
You finally finished your yard and you break ground on the next project. What is it?
Never.
What's
not
today?
Today is July 9th. We're taking time off.
All right.
There's still a few things that have to be done in the yard, but there's no pressure on us anymore.
And okay.
There's no planned. I mean, we have plans, but we're not.
The party was successful. The yard was a hit. You're ready to relax for a little while.
Ready to just take it easy for a while.
Maybe you'll watch some home decorating shows, but you're not going to be living that life.
Yeah. I am a little nervous, though. It was funny. Over the weekend, I was sitting on the couch doing my Sudoku puzzles. And I went, and I didn't have anything. Thank you. Shame on Sudoku. I don't have anything to do. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to have to come up with something. I mean, I have some stuff to do, but
maybe you could go back to seeing one movie a week.
Oh, yeah, I probably will. Well, especially it's summertime. I'll
Pokemons
the boys.
Are waiting to be caught all over the place,
I'm not
going to
Pokemon. That's actually not a horrible idea.
Right.
Got me out of the house walking around and stuff.
Where this is heading me is there's a couple named Alex and Jess Money in San Jose, California. They recently decided to redo their bathroom. Oh. And when the contractor knocked down the wall, he found a picture of a couple who used to live there.
Oh,
I heard about this. Yeah.
With the message that said, quote, "Hi, we're the Shinksukis. We remodeled this bathroom in the summer of 1995, which seems like it shouldn't be that long ago, but that's a long time ago, isn't it?
23 years ago.
Ah!
I agree.
That's incredible.
That was 1995, 23 years ago.
I just don't know.
Anyway, we remodeled this bathroom in the summer of 1995. If you're reading this, that means you're remodeling the bathroom again. What's wrong with the way we did it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Boy, your jaw just unhinged. Did you hear that clack?
I did.
I did hear that.
You heard it too? Aye. According to Alex, as much as he appreciated the message after 23 good years, the bathroom really did need remodeling, so they just...
They didn't put it back together.
Right.
Like, I guess there is nothing wrong with it. Well, we did just rip down this wall, so I guess we're committed.
But that's a fun thing to have left behind, right?
It is fun.
I heard that... what's his name? Alex?
Yeah.
Alex put a picture of his family...
Oh, cool.
For the next
people. Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. I should have done more stuff like that. That's cute.
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
Yeah.
So on Big Brother, which is a show Sarah
that's
and I watch,
awesome,
and she just settles in. She puts her chin on
her. Tell me more.
There's a boy who says he's never been kissed.
Yeah.
And actually, the funny thing is, as I'm watching the show, a couple of the girls, they hear this kid's never been kissed, and so they say, we're going to kiss him. And he takes off running. And as he's running through the house to get away from these pretty cute girls, I'm thinking, well, there's your reason. You don't run, dummy. You sit still and let the kiss happen to you. What are you doing?
They're also not continuing to pursue him because now they get it. At first, I was like, that can't be true. He seems 40. You know, how could he have never even been kissed, let alone had a girlfriend or, you know, he's still totally a virgin? I'm like, I don't know about that. And then you start to get to know him and you're like, yeah, all right, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess I buy that.
And he ran from the girls. What are you running for?
He doesn't know them. He wants it to be special, Vinny.
Okay.
Is he a god guy? Do we know?
I don't think he is. I think he's a nerd guy. Okay. I think that when they introduced him, it was him playing with his friends. Like, I think they were doing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. You ever play that?
Mm-hmm. As a kid. For a minute, I did not join a club or continue on. My friend's brother was a big...
I know your kid does it.
He does.
Anybody else? Hooman?
I've never played.
Dungeons and Dragons?
D&D?
I played when I was young, but a couple people from the church pulled me aside and said, this is not what we believe in. And I'm like, all right, well, that's that.
It's fantasy and magic.
Oh, really?
The force is a good and evil.
So you didn't have your own set of die? Or...
I did. I had all the stuff.
Oh.
I had everything you could have, and then I just...
I had to give it to a friend,
made
huh?
you quit. It's too bad. Well, anyway, this story is about kissing, as I guess we just missed International Kissing Day.
Oh, that's too bad.
What they found after asking people is that 1 in 5 of us don't think we're a good kisser.
Oh.
You think you're a good kisser?
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
from the sound of it, you don't even kiss your husband anymore. So
because we just don't really make out. Sometimes I guess we kiss. You mean prolonged kissing, right? I'm fine at pecs. I'm really good at those.
Peck? What could go wrong with that?
Nothing, really.
It could be slobbery or something.
Yeah, I guess.
You
if you just licked your lips.
You known for being a good kisser?
Sure.
You are?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's a Lake Street Dive.
Correct. Yes.
The thing about Yuzi, she's a biter.
Yeah, I do have that problem.
That problem. She wants to eat your lips off of you.
I just remembered a story that
I know.
That's
I remembered
what you're
it too.
Of?
Well, I was like the last person.
That was a lot. No, that's not true.
Oh, that's the last person. That's not the last person you bit and made bleed.
Well, that was several years ago, but I think I might have done it to John once.
Oh,
it's by accident. I just get so excited.
That you bite someone's lip to the point they bleed.
Yeah.
Maybe you should file your teeth down a little bit. Get those points off of there.
It's annoying.
So 1 in 5 that don't think they're good kissers, but...
Do you think you're a good kisser?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to kiss. I think it's fun. The idea that you're all, we don't do that anymore, that would be a bummer.
Well, laying around making out, that doesn't...
No,
matter.
Not just making out,
yeah, well,
but
we're doing stuff. I mean, you know, there's some kissing.
It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't even sound like you enjoy it. You're like, ah,
I like
yeah,
it.
So we can care.
And you know what the weirdest part is? She's
part
the
of the 8 minutes.
Who goes, it's all about the kiss, Vinny.
Yeah.
It is all about the kiss.
But then
that first kiss. Yeah.
And then it leads to a retirement of the kissing?
It's not retired. It's just, you know, we don't sit around making out. So I don't really know how I am as a kisser anymore. And John has kept me, so I guess I'm doing something right. I would have ditched me a long time ago. I'm annoying. I annoy myself. I look in the mirror and go, Jesus, somebody clunk you on the head.
28% of people say they rate themselves as great. 32% rate themselves as good.
I mean, you're a great kisser, right?
I mean,
you certainly get enough practice.
I think I'm...
Oh, so you're only a pretty good kisser.
Rachel's going to be here next week.
No, yeah!
Two weeks.
She's going to be reviewing Mission Impossible 6. So.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you doing a movie review at the live thing this
no,
week?
No, not But we'll be back at the full swing with Rudy
all
next
right.
week.
Great.
All right. 84% of us had our first kiss before leaving high school.
Yeah.
Middle school and high school are the most common times for it to happen. 22% had their first kiss in elementary school, which is when I had mine.
Oh. Well, you were very advanced. You also had your first pubic hair in elementary school, too. So
that's true.
Yeah. Early bloomer. And he had full chest hair in third grade.
I know.
All right, partial chest hair.
That's not true. Mm. But I did have it on my man area. Mm. That's true.
You scared all the other boys in the locker room.
Well,
like, what's going on?
I really
on
did.
Why do you have a wig on that?
I really didn't know until I was naked around other boys, and then they were all.
Why are you a man already?
That is weird. Oh. I don't know. Was I around lead paint? What happened?
Like, mom,
what have I been exposed to that this has happened to me so young?
Something your dad steroids. Was exposed to in the Marines.
Maybe. 2% of people over 18 say they've never been kissed.
2%.
2%. Mm. So that's a pretty
By
rare.
By 18, it's happened.
Well, you really gotta try to avoid it, I feel like. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. I guess some people just aren't, just it doesn't happen for them. Sometimes it becomes a thing, like the longer you don't do something, the longer, you know, the bigger a thing.
I know this sounds so stupid, but didn't spin the bottle happen for everybody at some point in middle school or
maybe
even
the bottle just never landed on
elementary, like late elementary or the summer between sixth and seventh grade? Mm. I mean, don't you have these forced reasons why you're going to make something happen?
Maybe you get out of it. Maybe you weren't invited.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, lots of kids are late bloomers.
Truth or dare?
Maybe you only had your cousins
you to
play with
so
or something.
So. Yes, I would love to.
Maybe you were homeschooled and grew up on a farm.
How's that
know.
Even a dare? I mean, I so want to do that.
I dare you to hold still while I do this.
Yikes. I can't believe I killed all our time like that. Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I heard those fish skins are hella good.
Tell them.
You can get those on Amazon.
Oh, you can get those on Amazon, Brent. If you run out, you can get
yeah,
more.
Yeah, like 30 bucks.
415 says, Vinny, shut up. It's dried. Is that the crabs? They're dried?
Yeah, I assume so. The oysters too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about food. You don't have to be all hostile towards me. You know, it's just not my thing.
Ever want to try an oyster?
No. Right. Human, you want to try a dried oyster?
I had my fill with the fish skin.
Oh, did you try
it?
Tried
it?
You tried the fish skin.
Yeah, we all tried it.
Did you like it?
You know what? It reminded me. I only took one bite, but it reminded me of chicharrones.
The pig skin.
Yeah.
Thing?
I took one What's bite too. It's I don't know. It seemed awfully salty.
Pig rind.
The interns didn't love it
pork
either.
Rinds.
Pork rinds.
Pork
that's
rinds.
You know what
you
this
know what's
means?
Funny? I used to love those until someone told me what they were.
Oh, I still love them.
Go ahead, Human.
It means more for you, Bryn.
Yeah,
more
Bryn.
For you.
I guess so.
Did
yeah,
you eat
thanks,
it all.
Guys.
What's the seaweed? I'll try the seaweed.
Oh, the seaweed's. It's really good. It's
of course it is.
Bryn brought back
well,
a bunch of
stuff. It's amazing. I shouldn't say anything's good because you guys would disagree.
I want to take a look at it before I commit.
I think I have to be hungry to eat that stuff.
I have to be starving.
Do you like seaweed?
Absolutely not hungry.
I do like seaweed.
All right. Here, so. It looks like this. That's kind of moist and wet.
Oh, no, thanks.
What?
Moist and wet?
Do it.
You like seaweed. This is seaweed. Just try it.
Just try it.
It's not going to hurt. Do it on the air.
Yeah. Let's all do it with
you. Oh, it's just mush.
Pack? Yeah, it's just.
Oh,
it's,
I don't know, man.
It's real
that
seaweed.
Thing.
What's the problem?
You'll be fine. You're going to love it.
Why are you? I'll eat one with you. You see one?
Oh, that's a big leap.
I'll try it.
Oh, she's going to do it. I love this.
What does it smell like? Ocean?
No, it actually smells like some kind of spice. Oh, it's like little slivers of it. It looks like bamboo shoots. Look at that. It's like a little flat.
Oh, yeah. Hit that thing.
Or whatever those. What's that called? Hearts of palm or something?
It's like a sour plum flavor.
You're barely even trying it.
I don't like
I shouldn't
it.
Talk. I'm not going to try it at all.
Yeah, that's not bad. It
tastes salty.
It's sour plum flavor. Mm.
Sour plum?
I think. I can't read Japanese. This one's all
Yeah,
Japanese.
Thanks for bringing all that back. That's nice of you.
Look at see the packaging. I can't read anything.
I'm just going to tuck that
So the seaweed.
Just throw it away, Sarah.
I'm not. I'll eat it later.
Shut up.
When I'm hungry.
The package of seaweeds aren't looking for trouble later, I guess,
we'll
huh?
We'll be back.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.